Moody in the morning.
Open your eyes, sleepyhead. We've already been awake for hours.
8:12 on the Moody Good Morning Show, and it's time for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation, planning, retirement strategies, planning for that, and a whole lot more. Good morning, Tom Austin.
Good morning, Pat.
Well, let's talk about retirement.
Okay,
one of your favorite things to discuss.
It is.
So, let's talk about how much money somebody really needs in order to retire comfortably.
Well, you know, that's a million-dollar question, literally.
Literally.
I actually saw an article not too long ago that prompted this conversation, but it was about a lady that actually was 62 years old, had lost her job, and was writing into it to the editor and just concerned about her situation. And well, to come to find out, apparently she had about $1 million put away in savings and retirement.
Okay.
62 years old, so she's old enough to take Social Security, but was really, really concerned about her situation. And I find that there's really no right number, you know, what somebody needs. But $1 million has been thrown around for years, you know, that you need $1 million to retire. Every situation is different. We work with people that have much less than that and people that have much more than that. Merrill Lynch recently came out with a survey that said that the average person needed $700,000. And so there's so much subjectivity to that because depending on a person's situation, GoBanking.com does surveys all the time. And this is one we've quoted before, but they found that 55% of Americans actually has less than $10,000 in savings. Mm-hmm. And 92% of working families do not meet the recommended levels of retirement savings. So, and we've heard these statistics before, mm-hmm. you know, so there is a big concern certainly about the next generation coming up. But, you know, the thing is, again, there's so many factors that come into play. The age that somebody retires, one of the biggest bridges folks have to gap is insurance, health insurance. There are companies that still provide, you know, HSA, health savings accounts, or credits towards insurance, you know, when you retire before 65, you know, to get to Medicare. But that is one of the biggest things that we hear when people come in to talk to is that they need to work to be able to get the insurance to get to Medicare or very close to Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So lifestyle is a huge thing,
right.
How much income somebody needs. So, for example, if somebody's making $50,000, you know, working compared to $200,000 or $500,000, typically your lifestyles are going to be different. You know, you may have a bigger home, you may have more toys, you may spend more on vacations, more expendable income. So when you retire, you're typically, if you're used to making $50,000, you're not going to be living on a $500,000 budget in retirement.
Yeah.
You know, so much.
Darn it.
Yeah. Well, there's some people that may want to, you know, and we can only control so much, you know, when we're working with folks and helping them make decisions and guide them along the way. You know, so you have people that you're working with that are moving towards the retirement and then people that are closer to retirement than people that actually are in retirement. But, you know, so the number that somebody really needs, again, is dictated by so many things. So I think the subjectivity of it, and when people, you know, talk about this subject, I think it's kind of ridiculous because you can't just throw a number out there and just slap it on everybody and say that that's the number that people need.
Exactly.
One of the biggest things that is concerning is unexpected medical costs, you know, long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are things that you have to plan ahead for and at least be prepared, you know, if those things happen. You know, Social Security benefits, and we've talked about this before. When do you draw your Social Security? How much do you pay in taxes? That's probably the biggest thing that I see that gets missed in the retirement piece, that when people, you know, plan or even are working with an advisor or, you know, doing their own planning, they don't really take a look at what tax implications are out there from, you know, what tax rates. You know, we just have a new tax rates that have been put into place. So we're looking at how that's affecting our clients moving forward into the next number of years, starting with 2018. Social Security benefits, you know, when do you draw those Social Security benefits? So there's so many different things that that you have to look at. We find that some people, you know, they may have money, but they don't spend it and they're living on their Social Security. And it's not that they don't have money. Some people are forced to,
yeah,
you know, and that's just because of poor planning. But every lifestyle is different, and that number of what people need to retire is going to be, again, so much different. Now, there's some things that we use, you know, to help, you know, in the planning process, different software tools that you can go online and get that advisors will use. And I think there's some value to them, you know, helping people pay off debt, showing savings amount, projected rates of return, which, you know, shows inflation, effective inflation on your money, and then may project how much you may need in retirement. Again, very subjective, some useful information, but I'm not overly big on these types of software programs, even though they can have some help in directing people on where to, what to pay off, you know, savings and all that type of stuff. But so many different things can change those numbers. And the stock market is probably one of the biggest ones. The volatility of the stock market, unexpected living costs, somebody could lose their job, health issues. So many things can change those numbers. So it's good to have a plan in place, but I think you have to be flexible to be able to adjust to those life circumstances, whether it's a loss of a job, health issues, you know, significant drops in the stock market. We saw that in 2008.
Sure.
I can't tell you how many people came into the office that were very concerned about what was going on and that had charts and graphs of projected numbers based off of a rate of return, and I was getting ready to retire. Now I have to keep working another 5 years, or I was in retirement, and now I have to reduce my income because I was drawing money out.
I have to go back and get a job again.
I have to go back and get a job. I mean, that happened in 2008.
Sure.
It was a whole different story. And we've gotten somewhat comfortable again because the market, you know, has done fairly well, you know, since that big downturn. But, you know, look out. It's probably going to come again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that we do in our planning that don't completely, you can never completely insulate.
But at least soften the blow. Huh?
Soften the blow to where you can show people, well, if this happens, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a plan of attack if we have a major downturn, you know, in the market, you know, from where we're drawing money from an income side. And, you know, from a tax side. So that's a great question, and I don't know that you can completely answer it, but I can just tell you in my experience in this line of work for over 20 years is that number is going to be different for everybody, and you have to, you know, plan the best you can. You know, life gets in the way sometimes of, you know, debt and paying bills off, but it's important to have a plan, understand how taxes work with your money, and then, you know, move towards that those years of where you're going to feel comfortable in your retirement years. Because there's a lot of anxiety that I find that people have when it comes time to make that move to retirement, whether they're ready to retire or not. When you've been working your whole life, and then now you're looking at retiring, and now you're spending money instead of savings, it's a mindset that for some people it takes a little bit of adjustment. But once they make that adjustment, I see people who come to our office that are just so stressed out, and they don't say a whole lot, and you put a plan together, they feel good about what they're doing, and 6 months later, they've got a smile on their face.
They're just happy
as could be, you know. So that my job is to make them feel comfortable that they're not going to run out of money, that things are going to work, and that everything's going to be okay.
Well, and if the question is $1 million enough? The answer is that depends. Do you plan to spend $2 million a year? Then
Yeah. Well, that's the lifestyle. Yeah, and you have to, obviously, living within your means is extremely important.
Very true. How can folks get a hold of you, Tom?
Well, our phone number is 269-429-1585. We're located at 4231 Railroad Highway in Stevensville. You can visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
All right, Tom Austin, he is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinion expressed on the program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given do not intend to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional, and we hope that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.